Hi team, Richard Greer here, CP Media team. We're here with the Quick Connect podcast as a way to kind of keep you informed and underway with everything that's going on in the Team CP world. We've got a cool show today, having a bit of a review of the Mount Oxford Odyssey with Hamish Richardson, who completed that in the weekend. But before we jump into that, just a quick sort of list of stuff that's going on to keep you abreast of everything. So for a start, we've got a couple of cool events coming up in the next wee bit that we are involved in, the Mackenzie. We've got another podcast that's coming out in the next couple of days for that in terms of final sort of preparations, and then also the Christchurch Marathon and helping organise the pace runners for that. So if you're running a half marathon in 130, 140, 150, 2 hours or 210, there'll be pace runners for that. But also if you're, this year is a new thing that we're doing, the marathon in 330 and 4 hours or 430, we're going to have pace runners for that pace as well. So we're going to have a relay team effect going on to achieve that sort of pace running. So we've got half our team that's going to be doing the first half of the half, and then we're going to kick off with some fresh pace runners for the second half. So hopefully that'll help you out and achieve those goals for running that marathon or half marathon in a little, not too far over 2 weeks' time. Other stuff, it's Daylight Savings has kicked off and last weekend, which has given us an extra hour of sleep. So hopefully you're feeling a bit more refreshed with that. But that also means it's kicking into our winter season for all our group sessions as well. So our run group that we run in Christchurch is moving off to start at Zero's Cafe. So if you want a few others to run with over the course of winter, a great little group that, a few intervals, place to get you challenged a bit, but also no one gets left behind is a key part of what we do as well. As Winter Zwift sessions will start after the school holidays, so the week of the 29th. So the first Wednesday, we're fired up for that one, is a Wednesday, the 1st of May, which will also signal our vertical meters for May Everest Challenge that's going on as well. So we will not... we'll make sure that we do hit up plenty of hills within Zwift, because that's generally the only way I get any vertical meters is the virtual ones on Zwift. So no apologies for that at all. And our quiz night, our end of season, wrapping up all the great stuff you've done, your medals that you've got. We're going to have a quiz night on Saturday, the 4th of May. And so tag that in your calendar at the Lighthouse Brewery at tea time. And that's going to be a great sort of way to get together and so celebrate all the great stuff that you guys have done. But the final thing that I wanted to share with you, something that we've been working on for a little while, almost harking back to the days of the Backroad 100, Backroad 200 events that we've organized in the past, with riding across from, what do we do, east to west across Arthur's Pass. We've done all sorts of different adventures down the west coast and down in Waimate, etc. But this one, it's a wee bit different. So the Great Northern Gravel Adventure that we're organising, it's going to be in August. It's going to be 4 days. It's going to be reasonably honest, of 140Ks and the vertical metres that go with that. Basically, if that sounds a bit like you, flick us a message. We've got August, middle of August, basically, and Northland doesn't really have a winter. So if you want to come and ride your bike with us over 4 days, sing out and we'll tell you more about that one as well. But before we go too much further, we need to have a chat to Hamish Richardson. So Hamish completed the final edition of the Mount Oxford Odyssey on the weekend, getting up and over Mount Oxford and completing the 33K event. Hamish's focus has been basically getting back to basics and enjoying events without the pressure that comes with that, and making sure that he's standing on the start line and it's a bit of fun as well. So going to talk to Hamish about how it went, how his training is going and gone, and also what he's got lined up to next. So Hamish, come in. Can you hear us there?
Yep, I can hear you all right.
Sister, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Sister, how are the legs today?
Legs have been fine. Maybe knees were a wee bit sore the day after, but no, legs have been good.
Okay, so there's two things that have happened there. Either you've trained really well or you didn't go hard enough.
Maybe a wee bit of both. Maybe I was a wee bit left in the tank, but the hand and hills helped.
Yeah, good stuff. You definitely did plenty of vertical meters in your build up, running up and around Mount Isabel and all those great hills out the back of Hamner.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, nice work. No, that's awesome. So tell us about it. How'd it go? How were you feeling standing on the start line?
Just excited, really. Honestly, I didn't really feel like I had much pressure on. It was kind of, as you'd said, it was all about just enjoying and getting back to it. You know, I didn't have a huge amount of time pressure, or I The main goal was to get back to work on Monday and feel good. That was kind of my main goal. So I was just kind of there to enjoy it.
Nice. Good. And was it all enjoyable, or were there a dark moment or two?
Just before that last aid station, I was running on my own for maybe the last hour, and kind of that was probably a wee bit of a low. But then once I came into that aid station, a few friendly faces, and then the course was really busy from there. So it was that was quite nice.
Yeah, once you start hooking back with those shorter events that had come in as a bit of a shortcut based on what you'd done, out not going all the way to the Wharfdale Hut.
Sorry, Richard, I think it's cut out a wee bit there.
Well, no, you're fine. So just saying that maybe there was, as you caught up with the traffic there, then you were able to have a bit more fun with a few others on the track at the same time.
Yeah, 100%. It was nice.
Yeah, nice. What was your highlight of the event?
Coming up to the top of Mount Oxford, there was kind of fog cover coming up, and it was just like seeing islands across with a really nice kind of glow. That was definitely the highlight.
Yeah, good stuff. So tell us a little bit about your training. So, or maybe let's go back a step. So there was a point there a year or two ago that it was all just getting a bit much and you were sort of almost losing the love for your running. Would that be fair?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I got a overtraining syndrome last February after an event, and I just was really struggling with running the process and comparing myself to my previous fitness, and it just all came numbers based for me, and I just kind of struggled with it mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then what have you done since then? So you've been overseas as well?
Yeah, just got away from it, did a bit of travel.
Yeah.
Lived a bit of a different lifestyle up in Hamner Springs, kind of doing a slightly different job. And then the big thing was just kind of, getting out there and just doing it, not having any overall pressures, and just enjoying the process of being active and being outdoors. That's probably been the biggest thing.
Yeah, so we just stripped everything back, basically, didn't we? So we've been working together for how long now? Mm. It was since you got back from overseas, really. That'd be, what,
five months? Maybe?
Yeah, that's right. So, it was a matter of, first of all, of just starting really slow and just getting a bit of a routine. And then it was, let's actually ditch Strava and let's ditch your watch and things. That's the things that we've sort of found that have made a real difference just recently.
100%. We tried to set some heart rate zones that maybe went good for a few weeks, and then it was just like back to square one.
And did you feel like we set some heart rate zones and sort of, okay, we want to just keep it slow and just go at this level. But what was it about that? Was it actually, I'm just analyzing myself too much, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I was just hyper-focused. So I'd be out on my run, nice Hamner forests, and I'm sitting there looking at what zone I'm in. Maybe it's pretty cool to check it, but I felt like I was just I'd run up a wee hill and I'd go, oh, what is it now? Like, I was just so hyper focused and hypercritical. And then if I wasn't running the pace I wanted to for that heart rate, then I'd beat myself up and I'd end up in this kind of vicious cycle.
And that's that whole bit about I'm just training and then it has to be at that level or I'm achieving this, and it just gets harder and harder and harder as you go. I guess that's often what happens with sort of training in that gray zone. Like, it's always kind of hard, but it's never actually hard because you're trying so hard all the time, but it's never easy either. So that differential was hard to achieve. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Nice. So we basically said, don't worry about that. You just need to write some comments and training peaks for me, and we'll be happy with that. So we can sort of still track what you're up to, but you can write a nice subjective comment about how you felt, opposed to having to look through the data about what you're up to. And then how did that change your training? And has that actually helped how fit you are or how you found things are going?
Well, it's made a huge difference to my enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of fitness, I don't know. I feel when I go out and run, I feel better.
Yep.
I don't know the aspect of fitness, maybe being more efficient or being faster. I don't know because I haven't retested myself. So I don't know how fast I run. I just know I'm ticking off 40 minutes and that felt good.
Nice. Aside from analyzing things, it would be really interesting just to go back to what you were doing at the start. Since we've got this Oxford Odyssey done now, just actually go and see where you're actually at, just as a time thing. What am I doing?
it would be interesting. And it's nice to, you know, push it fast and look at time sometimes. It, you know, it is nice too. There's good elements about both.
Yeah, that's awesome. So one of the other elements around your build-up, and like, it is about training, it is about, like, you're in a pretty good place at workspace, especially when you're up in Hamner. But tell us about the sleep side of things. That's something that we've, I guess it's the recovery, and actually rather than training, kind of just breaks you down if you just keep doing it. But we have to sort of try and build you up with good nutrition, and sleep being the key thing. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I've always definitely struggled with my sleep, especially over the last year. I've got restless leg syndrome, so my legs twitch a lot and kind of interrupts my quality of sleep, but also if it's bad, it can stop me getting to sleep. So it has been definitely something to balance and try optimize, but is really important, and it's been hard to kind of get on top of, but it's just been good habits. And yeah, pretty much the main thing. Stop drinking alcohol, that helped.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, that is a big thing for a lot of people, and something that as coaches, was like, there's only so much advice that you can give. But what are your top few things that you've done in regards to sleep, sort of dialing that in, and that has made a difference in regards to your running?
Routine's been really helpful. Just same time, you know, phone down. I got this sleep setting on the Apple that you stop getting notifications an hour before your sleep time is set. That's really helpful. Nothing goes off, nothing interrupts me. General good nutrition and good and not drinking alcohol has been really helpful for me personally. And then if my legs are bothering me, then I tend to have like a cold shower, cold bath before sleep. That might be personal to me with the restless legs, but I found that really helpful.
Yeah, so that you've found that that's cooled your core temperature down a little bit. So I'm not, especially during summer, and in Hamner it can be pretty hot over summertime. So that has made a difference for you.
Yeah, it helped a lot. I haven't actually been doing it as much recently now it's cooling down, but that was definitely helpful during summer.
Nice, awesome. So you're a physio. You mentioned that you sort of took some time off, went overseas, you come back, you did some massage stuff up in Hamner, and then you've moved back to Christchurch now. So where are you at? You were working at the hospital. What are you up to at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm currently working at Optimal Performance with Anthony Chapman, which is a cool place to be. Really enjoying the kind of MSK world, and the people who come here are pretty awesome people. Super motivated and just loved having adventures and doing cool stuff. So really enjoying the environment I'm kind of in at the moment.
Yeah, nice. So MSK lingo, that since we're not physios, what does that mean?
Right. So when I was at the hospital, I was doing a lot of, you know, respiratory stuff, seeing a lot of oldies, getting them walking. But, you know, here MSK, you know, back pain, shoulders, ankles, kind of looking at the limbs and looking at the joints and things like that. So that type of stuff.
Nice. Okay. So MSK stands for musculoskeletal.
Yep.
Brilliant. Good. Phew, got that right. Everyone at home was sort of trying to figure out what was going on as well with that. So I'll claim that. That's awesome. Good. Cool. So what's happening now? So you've got the Mount Oxford Odyssey done. Obviously, it's by the sounds of it, it was just a good day. Like, as a summary, you just enjoyed yourself out there. Body went well. Nutrition went well. And as far as a dark period, it's just a matter of I just need to keep running. That's part of the event, isn't it? So what happens now? Where are you at with your running journey and your sort of fitness journey at the moment?
Well, I've got an entry to Coast to Coast for next year, so the 2-day individual. So that will be kind of the overarching goal for the next year. But really keen to keep going with running, and ultra running is a massive passion. So looking to extend, maybe do, you know, on the way to that coast, do maybe the 53 Crater Rim or something similar like that, and do a bigger run. So just going forward, keep enjoying it. It's the main thing.
Yeah, nice. And learn some skills. How's the paddling?
We'll see. I'll see you later this evening. I've got my grade two starting this week. I haven't done any paddling since high school. So I have to get back to you on that one.
So maybe we should have done this on sort of Monday or Tuesday next week. And I'm sure you'll go well. It'll be good.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a good 4 days.
Yeah. 100%. A great adventure and cool as an adult to be learning some new stuff as well, getting into that kayaking side of things and pushing the boundaries a little bit. And I guess that's what this whole thing has been about for you, isn't it? Pushing the boundaries and doing it for you and enjoying the process of doing that as well.
100%. It's just going to be good fun.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. So as a summary, what are, say, a couple of kind of key learnings, piece of advice that you've picked up over time around to what you're up to and where you're at now versus where you were?
I suppose, you know, the numbers aren't everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the data can only, you know, tell you so much and can only give you so much back as well.
Yeah.
Would probably be the biggest thing. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just enjoying it.
Yeah, good. So, you know, but if it's not on Strava, it doesn't count. How have you coped with that?
Yeah, well, I do the workouts and I hear you and Kim, you know, say at the start of every workout, I go, oh, well, it counts in my book. Like, I'm here.
Your body knows you've done it. That's the most important thing, doesn't it? So, yeah, no, that's awesome. That's great advice, I think, for others as well. Just it might not be the whole time, but actually sometimes it's really just important to leave your watch at home or put your watch in your backpack. Mm-hmm. So you might have a record of it, but you're not looking at it and you're looking up and you're looking around and enjoying the process of doing it. And I guess the key thing I try and talk a bit about is, yes, you've got these zones that you're trying to play with, but it's also about what are those zones for me? How do I feel internally opposed to looking at my watch for that external feedback of how I'm going? Has that helped you within your running as well?
Yeah, I think it has. Yeah, like I definitely know, you know, an easy pace is just an easy pace now, and you just kind of go out, and some days an easy pace is going to be faster, some days an easy pace is going to be slower. So, but at the end of the day, you don't really know. You're just kind of out there doing an easy pace for you that day. I don't know. Yeah, I find it helpful.
Yeah, good stuff. Well done, Hamish. Hey, well, well done on the weekend. How many high fives did you give out during the event, actually?
Not enough. So, I was on my own too much.
Okay, right. Okay. So maybe that's a, if there's one thing that we need to work on for next time is a bit of feedback or hey, I could do differently or better going forward is give out a few more high fives, eh?
More high fives.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right. Good. Okay. Well, something to work on and something to spread.
Poles may have been a hazard on the way out.
Okay. So that does actually make it challenging to give a high five out if you've got a pole in your hand. So maybe that's a timing thing and maybe that's something you need to practice to be able to slip that, hold onto the wrist and still give a high five out.
100%.
Yeah, well done. Excellent. Okay, well, you look after yourself and well done on the weekend. And, yeah, thanks for sharing and all the best for your next adventure and all the best for a next couple of days paddling. Hopefully the weather is warm and, you have heaps of fun doing it.
Cool. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Well done. Good job, Hamish. Okay, take care and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon. Nice work. So there is Hamish Richardson, Oxford Odyssey, and I guess a little bit of a different take on things of just keeping things simple. So something maybe to take away from time to time for you, actually ditching the technology and just go running and biking and kayaking and swimming and things just because you enjoy it. There's a lot to be said about that. So let us know if you want to know anything about that stuff that I talked about at the top of the show, from the Great Northern Gravel Ride that we're talking about through to our end of season party as well. So look after yourself. Until next week, take care and we'll catch up soon.